Have you ever stood in line for coffee, mentally rehearsing an argument that hasn't happened yet, your shoulders tensed like coiled springs, your mind spinning through tomorrow's tasks while your heart races for no apparent reason? If this sounds familiar, you're part of a silent epidemic. 22% of women feel anxious most of the time, yet many suffer quietly, convinced they're uniquely broken. But here's the truth that shifts everything. Calmness is your natural state. Anxiety is simply what gets in the way. This isn't wishful thinking. It's a fundamental reframing that changes how we approach our racing thoughts and tense bodies. Women are twice as likely as men to experience anxiety, particularly those under 35. While biology plays a role, our amygdalas react more intensely to stress, social factors matter enormously. Workplace inequality, pressure to have it all, higher rates of abuse, and hormonal fluctuations all contribute. We're also conditioned differently from childhood. Girls learn to prioritize relationships and ruminate over problems, while boys learn assertiveness and action. Many minimize their struggles, thinking others have it worse. But if worry affects your daily life, you deserve support. Anxiety manifests as uncomfortable thoughts about the future paired with physical symptoms: dizziness, nausea, exhaustion, racing heart, muscle tension. This fight or flight response evolved to save our ancestors from predators, but now our amygdala treats presentations and bills as life-threatening dangers, flooding us with adrenaline meant for escaping lions, not navigating modern life. Mental health problems among young people have reached crisis levels. Millennials grew up with helicopter parents whose constant intervention, though well-intentioned, prevented them from learning that failure is survivable. Overprotection and instant parental access via mobile phones created intense fear around potential mistakes. Social media amplified these challenges, the first generation constantly exposed to curated images of perfect lives. We check our phones up to 85 times daily, triggering dopamine pathways similar to cocaine. This fuels relentless self-comparison and our deepest fear that we're fundamentally not good enough. Many believe worry serves a purpose, that it motivates us or prevents future mistakes. But chronic worry keeps us stuck in confusion, far from the calm clarity needed for genuine problem solving. Studies reveal self-criticism actually decreases motivation, while self-compassion drives us forward. Here's perspective worth remembering. 85% of our worries have positive outcomes, and we cope better than expected 79% of the time. Despite constant media fear-mongering, the world has never been safer, richer, or healthier. You are the product of 200,000 years of natural selection, with resilience woven into your DNA. What if anxiety isn't something to eliminate, but a teacher calling for your attention? When you stop fearing anxiety and approach it with curiosity, you discover what it's trying to tell you about unmet needs or unresolved issues. Paradoxically, embracing anxiety as a messenger offers the quickest path to calm. Anxiety often stems from unresolved emotional pain replaying like a stuck record. Childhood experiences shape our beliefs, and when we're too young to understand situations properly, we draw incorrect conclusions, like believing you're unlovable because a parent left. Visualizing and supporting your younger self can powerfully resolve these old pains. You are not intrinsically anxious. Change is genuinely possible. While genetic factors can predispose you to anxiety, your experiences and lifestyle have greater impact. Most anxiety is learned behavior that can be unlearned. Your brain's neural pathways rewire through your thoughts and experiences, just as London taxi drivers enlarge their hippocampus by memorizing streets. Meditation fundamentally changes brain structure, improving focus, creativity, and relationships. Low self-esteem creates fertile ground for anxiety. When it's fragile, criticism becomes devastating and anxiety flourishes. While confidence relates to belief in your abilities, self-esteem concerns your inherent sense of self-worth. The 1970s self-esteem movement backfired by creating inflated expectations. One client, raised as a princess, saw her confidence collapse at university when reality hit. True self-esteem requires grounding in reality, paired with self-compassion that accepts imperfection. Your worth remains constant regardless of circumstances. You're inherently valuable simply for existing. Build authentic self-esteem by viewing yourself through loving eyes. Create a jar of awesome, filled with compliments to revisit when discouraged. Modern society glorifies busyness, but perpetual striving causes burnout. Self-care is often neglected during anxious periods, creating a vicious cycle since self-neglect fuels anxiety. Body image concerns affect 44% of women, with 90% experiencing body shame. Be mindful of media consumption, unfollowing accounts that trigger self-doubt. Research shows self-kindness makes us more motivated and less afraid of failure than harsh self-criticism. Decision-making overwhelms us when we believe perfect choices exist. Research shows excessive options actually paralyze us. People buy less when faced with too many choices. Those who settle for good enough find more contentment than perfectionists. Creating routines eliminates unnecessary choices, preserving mental energy for important decisions. What matters isn't making flawless choices, it's how we respond to outcomes. Mistakes are inevitable learning opportunities. By adjusting your attitude, almost any choice can become the right one. Fear and excitement produce identical physical symptoms: butterflies, racing heart, adrenaline. The difference is how we label these sensations. Harvard research shows saying, "I feel excited," before performances works better than trying to calm down. Anxiety and procrastination feed each other, offering temporary relief but leaving us feeling worthless. Tackle your most difficult task first thing in the morning. This supercharges self-esteem, creates momentum, and sets a winning tone for the day. Our need for control stems from seeking safety, but life is inherently uncertain. Accepting this opens us to growth. True control sometimes means letting go, like surrendering into a challenging yoga pose, where releasing the struggle dissolves tension. When we stop resisting anxiety symptoms, they often change naturally. Everyone experiences fear, even confident people. The goal isn't eliminating fear, but becoming comfortable with it. Anxiety often stems from low tolerance for discomfort. Yet the more we sit with uncomfortable feelings, the more they diminish. One client gradually expanded her circle of capability after years of anxiety confined her to feeling safe only in bed. By slowly pushing beyond her comfort zone, she eventually traveled 200 miles to sessions and stayed in hotels. Carl Jung said, "What you resist persists." Fighting anxiety only strengthens it. Allowing anxious feelings to exist without resistance helps them naturally dissolve, like relaxing in water instead of thrashing about. If exercise were a pill, it would be remarkably cost-effective. Physical activity reduces sympathetic nervous system activity, triggers endorphins, increases calming GABA, and generates new hippocampus neurons to repair stress damage. Many avoid exercise fearing anxiety-like sensations, yet aerobic activity normalizes these feelings by proving they're harmless. Exercise pulls you into flow while building self-efficacy. Trauma expert Peter Levine notes, "Wild animals instinctively shake off stress. Humans store it. Exercise burns off these stress hormones." Nature combats nature deficit disorder. Nearly 70% of people experience increased well-being from nature activities. Find enjoyable movement, swimming, walking, anything that removes you from anxiety triggers while relaxing tense muscles. What we eat profoundly impacts brain chemistry. The gut produces most serotonin and affects GABA production. Healthy gut bacteria reduce stress hormones and anxiety. Chronic inflammation from stress, sugar, and fried foods increases anxiety risk. Caffeine doubles stress hormones. Sugar creates crashes that mimic anxiety, lightheadedness, shakiness, weakness, creating cycles of craving more for relief. Anxiety isn't a malfunction, but a signal. Your racing heart isn't brokenness, but proof of your sensitivity. These techniques aren't about perfecting yourself, but remembering who you are beneath the noise. Start small. Choose one practice. A morning walk, gratitude journaling, placing your hand on your heart, saying, I'm doing my best. Remember, 85% of worries never happen. You carry 200,000 years of survival resilience. Your anxiety doesn't define you. It's asking you to pay attention. So breathe, move, rest, connect. Be gentle. The most powerful antidote to anxiety isn't perfection. It's the simple, courageous act of being human, imperfect, and alive one moment at a time.